Yeah, we're doing very good this morning.
So this is the first time I've done this. So is there a certain format that I follow, or
we just wanted 3 to 5 minutes of your time just to talk, get your perspective. We try to go around and get local leaders' perspectives of COVID-19 and how we're doing, and if they're with a business, associated with a business such as yourself, you could tell us a little bit about what Farmers Bank is doing, or some of your outreach stuff you would have going.
Excellent. Well, I will tell you that, I mean, obviously, we've all been severely impacted by COVID-19. This goes back all the way to March when we began to put the protocols in place in regards to not only the safety of our customers, but also the safety of our employees. And since March, when we first closed our offices to our customers, in response to what was happening, we have not had any situations where we've had any of our employees who have been impacted by coronavirus until this week. And I will tell you that it's been, when it hits close to home, it really does change your entire perspective in regards to the pandemic and what have you. But I was really pleased that, I mean, going back to March, we put in a lot of protocols and we put a lot of effort into making certain that we would know how to respond appropriately and in a timely fashion. So when we first became aware of our situation this week, and it actually was on Tuesday, where we had an employee who unfortunately had contracted the coronavirus elsewhere, we immediately closed our offices to the public to ensure their safety. We brought in a team immediately to come in and to sanitize the offices of all the public spaces and all the other spaces where that employee may have been in contact with. We were able to, based on maintaining our protocols and our safety and our distancing with our employees, we were still able to maintain our drive-up facilities. So we didn't have to have an impact on business. We just had to go through the drive-through once again. And luckily, because we had moved so quickly, and once again, it's because we've had all those plans in place. And I'm really proud of our business continuity plan group because, like I said, they have, for every conceivable situation that could happen, they have a response for it. So all we have to do is immediately turn to that page in our binder, and we know exactly what to do. And we were able to reopen the lobby for not only our customers, but also for the bank for our employees, too, to make sure that there was a very small disruption of services. So that's been kind of an interesting thing for us this week, but once again, it's that idea about planning. I mean, you hope that you're putting all these scenarios and these plans together that you never have to use them. But we're glad this week that we had those to fall back on, and once again, it allowed us to make sure we maintain the safety for our employees, and also to minimize the disruption to our customers.
Steve, this is Ken. Have you guys, prior to what happened this week, have you guys been very happy with how the plan that you guys had? Have you been very happy with it overall?
We have. All right, we have, like I said, we have a small group of people who have, of course, we've never experienced anything like this. We do have plans in place for a pandemic. However, I mean, obviously with the coronavirus, it's been a little bit more unique. And so what they've done is they constantly are monitoring things at the state level with the CDC. And once again, we continue to update this playbook that we have. It's amazing how much information that they've gleaned from all the different sites and stuff to make certain that our plan is very consistent with not only things that are happening within our industry, but also things that are happening within the state. And I will tell you, it's almost becoming a full-time job for a lot of those people to just keep on top of everything. But because of the things that we've done, we've been able to keep our customers and our employees safe. And like I said, it's pretty good when you consider the fact that we've only had one employee all the way back to March and even earlier that has had an exposure to the coronavirus.
Thanks for turning my mic back on. are you guys still going to keep the Clinton Street exit closed for now and keep the Walnut one open for the time being?
That is correct. One of the concerns that we have from a logistics perspective is by having two different entrances, we would need to have additional greeters, and from a flow perspective, it makes it very difficult for us to maintain that social distancing. It is our hope in the very near future to be able to create a different flow that would allow us to be able to reestablish both entrances being open. But at this time, just based on what we're trying to do from a protocol perspective, we still have to limit ourselves to just one entrance.
Okay, the other thing I wanted to ask, you guys are, I think it's scheduled for the 3rd of October. You guys are going to have a community shred day, I believe, correct?
We are. It's been nice for us to be able to reestablish our shred days. We had to cancel several of the earlier ones this year. We actually had one last weekend at Mulberry, but our October 3rd shred day is definitely scheduled right downtown in Frankfort.
And it goes from 9 to about 11, roughly?
That is correct.
Okay, all right. Okay, anything else you specifically want to talk about or bring up before we turn you loose?
I did want to mention two things real quickly.
Sure,
so
go ahead.
Our ATM in front of the Marsh office is having some construction done. You will not be able to drive through the ATM, but you will be able to walk up for service. So all of our ATMs in Frankfort will be serviceable, and you can use them.
Okay.
And number two, I just want to invite all of your listeners to come downtown. You'll notice that we are doing an interactive mural between Pepe's and also the Frankfurt office. It's an interactive, so what you'll see is a large megaphone where if you take pictures, you can actually walk up to what looks like you're shouting into this megaphone, and there's a lot of different visuals. We have a testimony to farming. We have our heritage for the railroads. We have all of our schools represented, Old Stoney. But all of these things are being done by our local artist, Jennifer Davis. But it's a great visual, and it's really lively to really spruce up that area between ours and Pepe.
Okay. Steve, sounds good. Thanks much for the time, and take good care of yourselves, okay?
My pleasure. You take care.
All right, will do.